The deal ends a month-old dispute between the state and Canada that erupted after the Binational Bridge Authority reached an impasse on improvement projects. Cuomo says the board now has a clear roadmap.
Now it's going to come down to a question of their ability to perform, but not a question of what they perform. I'm assuming they perform. If they don't perform their task, then we'll have a different discussion.
Canadian Ambassador to the U.S. Gary Doerr says the plan combines the pre-inspection program and several improvements on the Buffalo side into one document.
We think having one plan or roadmap will increase the certainty for the board, which has to make the financial commitments, and therefore will have more certainty for the people of Southern Ontario and the people of Western New York.
Albany's funding $15 million of the $40 million worth of plaza improvements. Senator Mark Grisanti, co-sponsor of a bill to dissolve the Bridge Authority, says the state's involvement ensures progress.
Design and build legislation helps you to proceed in a lot faster manner that gets through a lot of red tape. A lot of bureaucratic red tape to move projects quicker, and that's exactly what's going to be utilized here, and it's actually in the agreement. It says that the PBA or the state of New York to move forward on projects as quickly as possible.
The legislation to break up the authority was also pushed by Assemblymember Sean Ryan. He says the priority is to move traffic away from people living on Buffalo's west side.
We're not going to have trucks idling near the neighborhoods anymore. We're going to move the trucks all the way to the west next to the river. There will be no longer have to go through Front Park to get on the 190 North. Bear Drive is going to be removed out of the park. So those are all very, very positive things. And these are things that the community has been held in limbo for 20 years. Is my house going to be knocked down? Is it not going to be knocked down? So after 20 years of limbo, we are for the first time going to put a period at the end of the conversation about what's going to happen with the Peace Bridge.
If the board agrees at Friday's meeting, work could start in August and be completed in under 3 years. Cuomo says legislation to dissolve the Peace Bridge Authority will also become null and void. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.